I'm Frank Vaughn. It's February 15th, 2025. And once again, I feel like the task of the day is to tell you the truth. Because your politicians and your influencer class are all divided into their individual camps on this flag day. And someone has to tell you the truth. This was your flag. Under this flag, we fought the Second World War. Under this flag, we fought the First World War. But it was decided that this flag was too British, even though the shield itself had all the elements of this country. We had to change it. This was the flag that limited polling indicated Canada wanted, because the flag that you got, you never got to vote on. It was decided in committee. It was decided by politicians in a farce called the Great Flag Debate. This flag, banded, two blue bands symbolizing the oceans, the Great White North, and three peoples coming together to form one nation. This was the favored flag. But instead, what you got was this flag, which is a nice liberal red, brought to you by Lester B. Pearson. He was, of course, a liberal prime minister. Now, why did we have to change the flag in the first place? It was felt it was too British. Who felt it was too British? But the French, the Quebecois, were complaining because it didn't represent them enough. The people who have imposed their language across the entire country. You can't get a job in the federal civil service unless you speak their language, even though it is a minority of Canada. In English-speaking provinces, we are held down by the Quebecois. People are excluded and discriminated against every single day because of their presence. And I would remind you, they never signed Confederation. This, to them, is not their flag. They're voluntarily participating so long as the money keeps flowing into Quebec. Moving on to the premiers, I want to talk about just two today. First, Scott Moe, Premier of Saskatchewan, elected by the Saskatchewan people, not by the people of Canada, not under the flag of Canada, but under the flag of Saskatchewan. Today is the 60th anniversary of our Canadian flag, a flag the majority didn't want, a flag that nobody got to vote for, a flag that the Premier has never mentioned before in the history of his Twitter timeline. This is the first time he's mentioned it on Flag Day. Isn't that interesting? The flag reminds us all about what we have in common, and it's stronger than our differences. That was pretty clear this week as premiers from across Canada were in Washington working together to fight the serious threat of U.S. tariffs. It's not the U.S. tariffs that will hurt you. I've explained in my video work and shown you. It is actually the response of the Canadian government, the flag under which the politics and the system of this country is celebrated, and I'll get into that next. It is their response which will cause the most pain for Western Canadians. The flag unites us in times of celebration, but it unites us even more at times when we are threatened. Our flag and our country are worth defending. The country is not the flag. The country has never been the flag. The country is its people. The country is its land. The country is not the Westminster system, which has let down the citizens of Canada, which has disenfranchised you and robbed you of your power. The same system gathered together under the flag right now that is proposing tariffs and sanctions against the United States, which will destroy the Canadian people. It is not the Americans doing it. It is the Team Canada response, which for some reason, Scott Moe has decided to align himself with today on Flag Day for the first time ever talking about the flag. Now let's move on to another premier. This is Francois Legault's Twitter page, the premier of the voluntary province, the province that voluntarily participates in Canada, so long as Canada sends it enough money and keeps the bribery going, keeps the scam going, the scam that is Canada. The whole reason that we have that flag in the first place is because Quebec was complaining that it was too English. We have bent the entire country around Quebec. After we adopted the flag, we heeded their complaints. We gave them a new flag. They still complain. So, fast forward, it's 1982. Pierre Trudeau is prime minister. He comes from Quebec. He decides to patriate the Constitution from the British Isles, from the Crown, brings it back over here. They don't sign the document. Your Constitution, this whole idea that we have to unite, we got to protect Canadian sovereignty, we got to protect the country, it's already been replaced. The country that built Canada, the people that built Canada, the greatness that fought the war and beat the Nazis and fought the First World War and did all the great things in the past when we were a strong and firm nation, They replaced that nation in 1982. Do people understand this? The country that we were is gone. And you didn't get a vote. You didn't get a say. It was done in closed room meetings. It was done in negotiations, secret meetings between Pierre Elliott Trudeau and René Levesque, who decided that this country would be orchestrated and organized around a province that isn't formally even participating in it except on a volunteer basis. That's why Francois never bothers to tweet about the Canadian flag and nobody calls his province out. When they pass all kinds of laws targeting English speakers, when they have language laws, when they have cultural laws, when they ride roughshod over the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, when they a dozen times use the notwithstanding clause to break fundamentally the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, nobody in Canada says a thing. But when Doug Ford decides to use it to end a strike, a man I don't like at all, it's uproar and it's outrage. When Scott Moe decided to use it to end the gender nonsense in school, it was uproar and it was outrage. Quebec can do whatever they want, including completely ignoring the Canadian flag in any of their official dealings. Under this flag, which was imposed upon you top-down without your say or your vote, your very country was replaced without your say or vote. Do you understand this, that the Canada, as it's legally framed today, was imposed upon you from the top down by Pierre Elliott Trudeau, and you never got a vote. It was all done behind closed doors with René Levesque and Quebec, the non-participants, guiding how this nation would be run. Under this flag, all political parties, provincial, federal political parties, have adopted the mass immigration agenda, which has broken your city. They have told you that you don't have a culture. Isn't it ironic that a national American president is generating within the body politic of Canada, which is a post-national cultural mosaic country, which all political parties have signed on to, now we're all supposed to be nationalists under the flag. When an actual, genuine Canadian grassroots movement went to Ottawa in defense of the Charter, in defense of bodily autonomy, in defense of your rights and freedoms, gathered together under the flag, the one genuine movement, it was repressed and destroyed by the police. People were trampled under horse foot. It's okay to want to leave this Canada behind. It's okay to be critical of this Canada. Under this flag, Palestinian activists, Hamas and Hezbollah, launder money in this country so that they can fund terrorism everywhere, so that they can undermine the United States, our number one trading partner, the people who butter our bread. Ottawa takes. They tax and they take and they redistribute and they inflate and they destroy. The Americans are just there to buy our goods. Under the flag, this gathers not a single Canadian flag in sight. Similarly, they gather on the steps of your universities. They break your property. They harass legal businesses just trying to go about their day to make their daily bread. They burn the Canadian flag, and we encourage this. These people cash the taxpayer check. They're subsidized for this activity under this flag. Paul Burton says the distinction between government and country can't be overstated. Bad government won't state it at all. The country is not the flag. The country is not the government. The country is not the Westminster system. You, the people, are the country. You, the land upon which you live, are the country. This fake news surrounding the Canadian flag, this fake pride, these people, they tried to cancel Canada Day. They tried to say that the flag was a symbol of hate speech. 2 years ago, they boot-stomped the convoy. 2 years ago, you would get pulled over for flying a Canadian flag in your car. That's what they did. They locked you down. They forced you to take a shot just to function in society. They took away your family and your right to see your family. They locked your elders away behind locked doors, and they died alone. Tens of thousands died on waiting lists because they couldn't get primary care under this flag. Yes, under this flag. Canadian military leaders saw the pandemic as a unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. They don't want to protect the border. They don't want to disrupt the crime network. They don't want to actually have a standing army that can defend Canada if somebody decides to take us over. But they can do propaganda testing on you, the Canadian public, through the opportunity presented by a respiratory infection that was highly survivable that they call the pandemic. Internationally, Pierre Poilievre says Russia should not be welcomed back into the G7. He's very proud of the conservative government's record to kick Russia out in 2014, but he doesn't tell you what else was going on in 2014. There was an illegal coup in Ukraine that wiped out a democratically elected government and installed the government, which is now led by Zelensky. He doesn't tell you that the Ukrainian government was shelling the living hell out of eastern Ukraine, killing ethnic Russians and trying to wipe them out, passing language laws saying they couldn't abide by their culture, targeting their churches, targeting their very existence. No one tells you about that. Nobody tells you about in September how the Minsk Accords were signed, yet Ukraine broke them before the ink was even dry with Western support. Nobody tells you about how Russia did everything in their power to avoid this war and they were left with no choice. This is the other side of the story. These guys want warfare. They want World War III. They want nuclear Armageddon. Every single party in parliament is united around this idea. They talk about international law under this flag. But what else happened under this flag? A very Canadian coup. The top 10 ways that Canada aided the 2004 coup in Haiti and helped subject Haitians to a brutal reign of terror. Yes, that's right. We took out a democratically elected government in Haiti and installed a dictator who killed thousands of people and jailed thousands more. Canada's attack on Libya helped spread terrorism internationally. NATO aggression. I have built the case in my videos that NATO is not a defensive alliance, but it is an aggressive alliance. That NATO has done much work in the world outside of their purview, including killing Gaddafi and sowing chaos in Libya, responsible for thousands of deaths, thousands of rapes, and chaos that reigns there today, a hub, yet another international hub of terrorism. We're probably laundering money for them too. Pierre doesn't tell you about that. Trudeau doesn't tell you about that. Jagmeet Singh, a man who is banned from going to India because of his links to terrorism, doesn't tell you about that. Under this flag, under the flag, our socialist media funded by the state pushes Mark Carney, a man you also never got to vote for and you may never get to vote for. He is campaigning on a message that there is nothing but pain and suffering ahead for Canada. Those are his words. He says he will use the Emergency Act to suspend your charter rights on housing, on climate, on the Americans, on every single thing. He's promising you a socialist dictatorship and you're supposed to applaud it. And the only reason you're applauding it is because you have this idea that one of the essences under this flag of identity is that we're not Americans. What is so wrong with America? They butter our bread. They pay our bills. We rely on them for our national defense. We rely on them for everything. We have a denuded Navy because we can count on the American Navy. We don't have nuclear weapons or anti-ballistic missile technology because we count on the Americans to defend us. We send all our trade down there and they send back $200 billion in trade surplus every single year in capital. A favor to a country, as Donald Trump said. We do this for states. We don't do this for nations. They sustain our ability to live and the people who gathered together under this flag to lead you through everything that I've guided you through so far, allowed the Americans to get in this dominant position. Under our former flag, the Red Ensign, we were powerful. We had one of the largest militaries in the world, one of the largest navies. We had one of the best tax regimes. We were a prosperous country with healthy demography. We had identity. And then they imposed a flag on you, and then they imposed a different country on you, and you want to tell me that it's the Americans who are a threat to your sovereignty? They've sold us out to China. They've sold us out to international interests every step of the way, but it's the Americans who are the threat? No, it is those who occupy the halls of power, which you bow your head to under this flag. And when they are not trying to unite you through your one core identity, which is a hatred for America, the people who have done so much for us, when they're not trying to unite you under Justin Trudeau and the heir apparent Mark Carney, they're complaining. with an appeal to the king. Because under this flag, you have a king who you never voted for, a king who you've never seen. And they're complaining that your king is silent in the face of American threats. Team Canada has sold you out. They've sold the ground out from under you. They've given the resource rights to your future away. They have taxed you into the ground. They have borrowed in your children's names to spend on their pet projects. They have inflated your dollar. They have robbed you of your purchasing power. And now they are promising you a war with the Americans, which Canada cannot win and will only lead to your suffering under the flag, which they all of a sudden have found in their heart to celebrate. These people who have demeaned the flag, diminished it, tried to cancel Canada Today, tried to say that it was a symbol of hate speech, have all of a sudden rekindled their passion for a nationalist Canada, even though they've been advocates for a post-national cultural mosaic where everything Canadian was demeaned and defamed. That is the truth. Why is Premier Mo signaling today about the flag? Because he thinks it's popular. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'm not here to do the popular thing. I'm here to find what the truth is. I'm here to tell you the truth. It will never be in the majority favor. I've figured this much out. You go read my posts from the last couple days, the kinds of vitriol, the kinds of invective, the kinds of assaults, the kinds of curse and demeaning that I face simply for telling you the facts. Other influencers can't do it. They can't say that peace in Ukraine is a good thing. They can't mention the Russian invasion in the same breath as talking about what Ukraine did that triggered that invasion. I'm here to tell you the full truth. I'm also here to tell you that when Donald Trump wants to call a summit, have you even heard about this? Maybe I'll cover it in my next video in detail. I'll let the president speak because nobody's going to let you hear him. He wants to lower defense spending in the United States, China, and Russia by 50%, freeing up all of those resources, coming to an agreement in the world. Peace! When did peace fail to sell? When did peace cease to be a clarion call of everybody of rational and sound mind? We're gearing up to fight this man. They're casting out corruption. They're cutting their deficit. They're going to be paying off their debt in 2 years. They're going to be starting to pay it off. They're going to cure their deficit. They're doing great things down there. Is anybody telling you about the great things? Is anybody telling you about how America butters your bread? Is anybody telling you about how America has been a solid and good friend and Canada is actually the bad party? We are the toxic partner in the relationship. I'm here to tell you the truth. That's what I do. And if you like my work, please consider donating because I need a budget. I would like to do far more than just make videos, let me tell you. But it's going to be up to you because I'm going to do this the way Jesus did it. If you like it, you can support me. If not, I'll stay out of your town. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.